Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so happy you're here. Out of all the podcasts you could be tuning into, you chose this one today, and I'm so thankful. There is a millions of podcasts, I'm guessing, out there, all different genres, all different vibes and energy, and I'm just so thankful that you landed on today's episode. If this is the first time you're tuning in, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, sounds like when people say it on the radio, if you're a longtime listener, maybe you are from back in the Destined to Be podcast days, welcome back. Anyway, no matter where you are at in your own journey, I'm so happy that you're here. We are diving into the frequency of trust, how to stop second guessing yourself, which I'm guessing you've been in this position before because I have been here. Multiple times will continue, right? As we evolve, we uncover different layers, and a lot of times you're met with just different versions of trusting yourself, different beliefs that you have, different things that are starting to come up in your body. And as you start to uncover and remove a lot of these layers, peel them back, the onion, as my husband wanted to rename our podcast in the past, that was a hard no. But as we peel back these layers, you start to see different things about yourself. You start to notice things. You start to tune into what your body is showing you, and you can start to listen in a different way. And it feels so much lighter. I will say that when you lean more into this theme of self-trust, you start to have just this more expansive knowing, the intuition that comes through. It's a really cool process. And I'm not saying that it's always easy, because there's going to be a lot of bumps in the road. I will just flat out say that, because as you continue to grow and expand, new things start coming up. And sometimes you're like, I thought I tackled this thing. And you're just developing this new safety in the body that it's like, now it's time to just look a little deeper. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to dig deeper and start like trudging stuff up. Maybe that's the part of your journey that you're in right now where you're like, I'm ready to start exploring a little bit more. Or you might be in a season where you're like, I'm just going to address things and acknowledge them as they come up. And then we're going to go from there. And a lot of women who come into my world, it's all across the spectrum of all of these different parts of your own journey, because the work that I am so blessed to be able to do and create community around is really tuning into more of this somatic exploration, I guess I would say, of leaning into the body's signals and learning to trust, learning to look, learning to feel safe, learning how to create safety in the body. And I'm able to witness this firsthand with so many women who come into my world, who come to workshops and join masterminds and come on retreats, is that we're able to create this safety within our bodies that you're like, okay, it's safe to go there now. And we don't necessarily have to avoid as much or suppress things or distract ourselves. And those are all human tendencies. We're going to continue to do that as humans, right? But as we grow, we just look at things in a little bit different way. So ask yourself, do you find yourself second guessing decisions, questioning your path, or feeling stuck? Maybe you're kind of in this limbo of hesitation or avoidance. I find myself in avoidance a lot. And that's something that I'm blessed to be able to look at from a different lens now and just start to look at some of these things. Because when I start getting into a moment or a season of procrastination, I really get to look at things from a different way. And it's not always easy. It's not always pretty. But it's necessary if we want to keep growing. So just ask yourself, are you in a season or in moments that you find yourself second guessing things, questioning your path, or feeling stuck in this hesitation of like, oh, I don't know what to do, right? And I've had so many women come into my space, clients that I've been able to work with, myself included, where, you know, let's say they're setting out on this path or whatever they want to do, whatever they want to create. And then they're just like, they get so, and myself included, I've been here too, where you find yourself getting stuck of just like, I don't know what my next move is. And after we've kind of gotten through that and they made a choice around whatever it is, maybe launching something, putting something out into the world. And it's like, or maybe it was a decision just to go to an event. It doesn't matter. Right. And you're like, oh, if I could have just gone back and listened to what my gut and intuition was telling me, I wouldn't be stuck in this position again, right? You can find yourself in a cycle of just like, oh my gosh, if I would have just listened. And this is what we're doing. We're just kind of clearing away some of that sludge deep down where we're like, I can listen and have a little bit more clear message that's coming through. So hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll be able to have some tools to strengthen your self-trust. You can move forward with more confidence. Sorry, I had to get a big sip of water there. Okay. So why do we lose trust in ourselves in the first place, right? A lot of this goes down to the root causes of self-doubt. And many of these things, as we know, go back to childhood, seeking external validation from other people, showing up in a different way to please people, right? You can find yourself in people-pleasing tendencies. That can feel real sticky too. And sometimes you'll just wake up and you're like, I'm done because I'm not living my authentic truth. I'm not living in my own authenticity. I'm not using my voice that I know is so strong. I'm making sure, and this isn't to say not make sure other people are okay, of course, but are you actually checking in with yourself that you're doing things in alignment that actually feel good and you're not just like seeking this external validation from social media or your parents or your friends or your partner or spouse or whoever, right? Are you actually living in alignment with what you want? And sometimes making those choices, it's going to ruffle some feathers in the external world. It's going to feel a little unfamiliar and it might feel a little scary. Because on the other side of the unknown, you don't know what's over there. So what's safe for so many of us is we just want to sit in this familiar space, even if that familiar space is filled with anxiety or stress or bringing on more overwhelm for yourself, because that's what you've known for so long. If you can kind of track back into your childhood, do you thrive in chaos? Do you thrive when things are just like up in the air and you don't like, oh my gosh. And that's where your body, even though that it's not, I don't want to say it's not a safe place to be, right? Because we create that for ourselves, but that's familiar. That's what we know. And we tend to thrive in the familiar because we know exactly what to expect. Or do you have fear of failure, making the wrong choice? Are you going to disappoint somebody? Are you going to disappoint yourself? Are people going to look at you different if you make a choice around something? So we have this like notion in our head of like, oh my gosh, I have this chokehold of fear holding me back because I'm afraid to make the wrong choice. I'm afraid to say the wrong thing. That's one that I really had to work through. And I still am, because I would just shut down and go into like this. I would disassociate because I didn't want to say the wrong thing because I had such a fear of looking stupid, right? Or having all of this judgment cast on me for whatever reason. So I would just shut down and I wouldn't actually speak what I wanted to say. My brain could not form a thought. And that was a big thing that I had to work through because my husband is the complete opposite. So if you can just picture that, he's the type of person, and this gets him into his own situations of just speaking before really thinking about anything, and he would just put it all out there. And I am the polar opposite. So if you can imagine, in the early part of our marriage, we've been together now 2025 for, we've been married 14 years this year, together 19, I think, which is crazy. In the earlier years of our marriage, it was like polar opposites coming together of like, let's talk about this thing. And my brain is like, I can't form even a sentence. I have no words. And he's just like, I got to get all of this stuff out there. And that kind of got us stuck in this cycle that we really had to dive in and start to undo this thing, this web that we have woven because we've been together for so long. We started dating when I was 18 years old and he was 20. So many parts of those formative years of early adulthood, we've been together. So a lot of our patterns have just played off of each other for years and years. And it got to a point a couple of years ago, 5-6 years ago, where we're like, maybe even a little bit longer than that, we had to start looking at those things. And that can be real uncomfy and sticky too, because that means you got to make a change. And making a change can be scary because what's on the other side? We attach our identity to so many of these parts of ourselves that it's like, do I want to continue living in this cage that I've built for myself that I'm not allowing myself to even see things from a different perspective? Or do I want to go in and start to kind of poke around at some of these things of like, okay, when we do get into a discussion about something, can I give myself the space to actually voice my opinion? And when we first started recording the Destined to Be podcast, I'm going to share a couple reels on this and a couple things on social media because I feel like it's relatable. Maybe not that every husband and wife is out there recording a podcast, but there's parts in this story that you might be able to see yourself in, is that when we would sit down, we were at our old house before we moved into our house now, and we'd sit down at the dining room table and we set a time at like Monday at noon or something crazy like that. He's out there running a business, right? Like physical brick and mortar. It's actually a brick business, but it's a large company. And I'm running my coaching practice. I have the kids, you know, schools, we both have the kids, of course, but like I'm doing my own thing. He's doing his own thing. And then we'd sit down in the middle of the day trying to get on the same energy and frequency. And I could not wrap my head around the fact that somebody would want to listen to my opinion over his opinion about something, because I felt I had this fear, like I shared, that I was so afraid of saying the wrong thing, that I would be looked at a certain way or judged, or I would say something that maybe would almost like not disagree with him, but just maybe be a little bit different perspective. And I'm like, I don't have anything to offer this conversation. What am I even doing here? Because the podcast in the very beginning, the Destined to Be podcast, was his podcast solo. He joined a mastermind. All of these people in the mastermind had this podcast. And he's like, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm like, great, I'm going to support you. Let's get a photo shoot, you know, get you some real pictures that you can actually use. And then it turned into, oh, just kidding, you're going to co-host this podcast with me. And this was right at the beginning, before I even launched, I believe, my coaching program. So I was just coming out of network marketing. I had left my fitness studio that I co-owned for 7 years. Like I was making some big shifts and I was just in this place where I'm like, I don't have anything to offer anybody. Why would any single person listen to this and hear what I have to say? So it was hitting all of my core wounds, my internal wounds that I didn't even know were a thing until I was in this situation where I had a microphone hooked up to me. He's asking me questions. And if we would have videoed this, I laugh about it now, but if we would have put this on video back then, like you would have seen us throwing headphones across the table, like just short, like those dramatic movies where people like clear the tables and throw the papers down, but like not in a sexy way to like, you know, do it on the table. It was like, I want to flip this table because I am so frustrated. And he would look at me and just be like, well, what do you think about that? And he had this tone and I'm just like, this motherfucker. And I just would like get up and throw my headphones and storm out of the room. It was bad. So like the first couple episodes we actually sat down to record didn't even get recorded because I was such a pain in the ass. And I say that now light and jokingly, but he was also a pain in the ass too. Okay, let's not, like, we both had our things that were coming up for us. And that was just hitting some of my things that I was just, these wounds were starting to come up. And long story short, to kind of wrap this, you know, back in, when we can listen and learn things from our bodies, that when these things start to come up, they're just new layers that are starting to peel back, and we get to start looking at some of these patterns that we have. And this is what happens when we start to just look at what's going on in there and just use our breath, use our body, right? Use the sound, use your mind to be able to move the energy, because it was just stuck energy that was coming up, hitting these wounds. And I'm like, okay, I'm faced with a choice. And I'm so glad I didn't listen to the things on your shoulders, like the devil and the angel, whatever they say. It's like, I didn't listen to those voices, because we kept going, and I was able to actually grow a lot from leaning into this, because now I'm sitting here. I've had countless, you know, group coaching programs and hundreds of podcast episodes by now, retreats, like all of these things. And it's like, all this to say, we just get to look at ourselves in a different way, and we get to start learning from what our body is telling us. Okay. Fear of failure, making the wrong choice, feeling stupid, saying things. That was one of my root causes of self-doubt, because I had a lot of self-doubt brewing up in there, okay? But self-trust is a frequency. It's like your intuition, right? It's something we can cultivate in our body rather than just think our way out of, right? We can't just think our way in and out of things. Now, for smaller things, of course, the mindset work, all of these things, the affirmations, yes, they do work. But when you are ready to look a little bit deeper, we have to start looking in the body, where we can cultivate all of these things rather than just thinking our way out of it, right? So you can reflect on some of these questions, like, where in your life do you feel the most confident? And you can take these down and take them and run with them and write them, you know, journal on them, whatever, meditate on them. Where do you second guess yourself the most? And what would shift if you fully trusted yourself more? And this can kind of just get the juices flowing around self-trust, around this theme, and really understanding that the body knows first, how you can start to trust your own signals. Okay. This is now leaning into the concept of somatic decision making, because the body gives you a yes or no before the mind does, before the chatter starts. And you might think, well, like, no, I get this thought immediately of like, and of course you do, because your body and your brain are firing together, hopefully, right? And you're not just frozen and shut down from the neck down, which I was for a very long time. I had no idea how to access these feelings in my body. When I started to learn tools to unlock these things and access them, that's when my life really started to change. Okay. So you can use like an example of when you meet somebody new, you often feel an intuitive hit, or is intuitive hit of, is this safe or off, right? Not meaning, and of course, like if you are in a situation that you are in danger, this is not what I'm talking about. This is just this intuitive hit of yes or no. I'm feeling okay. Yes, this person feels okay. This person feels a little off, right? Before you logically actually think about that and analyze them, your body is going to give you a signal of the energy that they're putting off and your energy around this person. So how do you recognize like a true yes versus a no in your body? Yes is going to feel like expansion, lightness, warmth, like an open heart, right? And now, of course, you have to take it in consideration, like where you're coming in from already into this space. Are you already in a stressful, overstimulated, overwhelmed energy yourself? Well, then that, you know, like kind of take that with a grain of salt. And then a no is going to feel the tightness, contraction, resistance, kind of this dread around this person, like this heaviness, right? And you may have heard this or seen this, right? It's kind of like the same thing. Well, is this intuition or is this anxiety? Like if you're getting this like, oh no, I have this feeling in my body, does it feel light and expansive or does it feel resistant and heavy, right? So we really just have to start looking at these signals that your body is giving you and just check in with yourself. So if you can take a moment, if you're in a situation, don't do this if you're driving in your car, right? You can close your eyes. Think of a recent decision that you were stuck on, okay? And you can do this right now if you choose. You can come back and do this later. Has there been a time recently that you were just stuck? You're like, I don't know what to do about this thing, right? Ask yourself, well, what does your body say? And this is a lot of what I bring into my coaching, especially into the one-on-one space if people are really struggling in a situation like this. Okay, let's lean into it. Let's go with that. Where are you feeling this feeling in your body? What is it trying to say to you, right? And trust the first feeling without overanalyzing it. That's where we can find ourselves getting more stuck. It's like, well, I've thought about it. It's like, well, yeah, no wonder, because we're spinning our wheels here and we're not really getting anywhere because now we're overthinking and overanalyzing. And it's like, oh my gosh, I got myself even deeper than where I was in the first place, right? Create a space that you can just listen to the first feeling that comes up. Okay. Now, if this first feeling is like a limiting belief and one of these fears that are coming up, you can go into that a little bit, right? Because sometimes those voices are very, very loud. But if there is a deep internal knowing, that intuition that's coming through that's saying, you can do this, even though you have all these thoughts around it, that's what I want you to lean into. So you can create some rituals, very, very quick rituals, right? Sometimes when you hear these things, you're like, well, I don't have 80 minutes in the day to sit down and actually, you know, create this time. It's like, of course, we have life, we have kids, we have jobs, we have responsibilities we have to do, right? But if you really want to see a change and a shift, you got to dedicate a little time to leaning into these things for you. So there's a practice you can try when you wake up in the morning. Just place a hand on your heart and repeat to yourself, I trust my body. My body knows the way. You trust yourself, your body knows the way. That can be a simple 30-second to 1-minute practice that you can start reprogramming and rewiring some of these things that are going on in your body, right? You can also do small practices, like a little yes or no practice throughout the day. Pause before you have to make a decision and check in with the body. As you notice a theme, the body, okay? The body is the theme. Throughout the day, pause before you have to make a choice, check in, and start small. This can be something as picking a meal, picking out an outfit, like little things. Is this a yes or a no? Ask your body to lead the way. You can also do small daily action steps. And this is a lot of what we did in the Level Up VIP. This is like a very condensed version of one of the weeks that we did, is choosing a small commitment. Maybe it's drinking more water, right? Moving your body for 30 minutes. Maybe it's setting a boundary that you know you need to set and follow through on it for a week. Give yourself 7 days. 7 days. That's it. Because what this is going to do is build micro trust within yourself, which ultimately is a confidence booster and builder. If you want to be able to build your confidence, this is what you need to do. This will get you there. Because think about it. If you set out to drink 3 Stanleys a day and you actually do it, you're signaling to your body, oh, we can do this. What else can we do, right? And this is where it's so important to start small and micro, because so often we look, and there's nothing wrong with this, that we look at the big picture, but it's like we're trying to do a year's worth of things in one day. And when we don't accomplish it, we want to give up, because that's just, you know, human nature. So if you look at it in an example of weight loss, let's say you set out, you want to lose 20 pounds. I don't know, I'm just making this up, right? Of course. You want to lose 20 pounds. Well, if by the end of day one, you haven't lost 5 pounds, you're like, well, I'm going to give up because this is dumb, right? Like, it's clearly not working. Well, if we started, instead of saying, I'm going to do all of these drastic measures to lose 5 pounds today, when I have a 6-month goal of losing 20 pounds or a year-long goal of losing 20 pounds, you see what I'm getting at here? Like, if you start micro, let's exercise for 30 minutes. Let's drink 1 Stanley of water today if you haven't been drinking any, right? It's the same thing when people set out crazy fitness goals at the beginning of the year, whenever you choose to do that, right? And you're like, well, I haven't worked out in 5 years, but I had this motivation hit and I'm going to work out 7 days a week, 2 hours a day. I'm cutting out all processed sugar. I'm giving up all caffeine and I'm not eating X, Y, and Z, right? And like by the end of day two, you're miserable because you're going 0 to 100 in 24 to 48 hours. No, yeah, your body is not, it's not going to respond well, right? So we have to take these micro moments. And of course, it requires a level of patience and trusting yourself that you can do it. But when you follow through on these things, your confidence is going to build and then you're going to be able to tackle larger goals. This is going to then cross over into your business, into your lifestyle, into your family, into your relationships, into your friendships, right? It's going to cross over all of these areas. It's like, oh, well, if I can do this and drink my 3 Stanleys of water, okay, what else can I do? Right? Hopefully that makes sense. Okay. Cause I came from a background of personal training for over 10 years. I owned a fitness studio. I was in the world of professional bodybuilding for a long time. This is where I would see so many of my clients get stuck is like, we want to take on these huge things. And I want you to, myself included, we want to do this. We want to dream big and have this big vision and like, yes, execute on it. Yes. But it starts with the small, unsexy things that we have to do first in order to get us there. And then this is actually how I got into this type of work is because we want to blame things on the schedule and the kids and our responsibilities. And we have all of those things, of course, right? Of course we do. But that's when we have to start looking a little bit deeper because then I got into mindset work and I'm like, okay, great. This mindset stuff, it's really working. But then I was getting a little more, you know, stuck and I'm like, okay, there's something else here that needs to be uncovered and unlocked. And that's where the somatic part of this comes in. And it's like, once we can get all of these systems firing, think of what you can do and how unstoppable you can be. So if you're presented with a choice and you're like, I don't know what to do, take a step and move forward and trust yourself in knowing that you got you, you can lead the way. I've had so many women come into my world who are thinking of like coming on the one of the retreats I lead, right? If you want to come to Nashville in April and you're like, I don't know, something keeps pulling me to this, but X, Y, and Z, but my schedule, but my finances, but my kids, but my job, but I'm afraid of being around new people, but I'm afraid of what this is going to uncover for me, right? But it keeps coming back. All you have to do, a tangible step for that, is to just set up a call. That's it, right? Because that's going to allow you to make a more informed decision, but you're listening to what your body is telling you, okay? You're listening to it. Self-trust is a muscle. And it just grows with practice. It's like any other thing that needs practice and exercise. It's going to continue to build and become stronger the more that you practice it because your body already knows. You're just learning to tune in and listen. So if you start small and you continue to follow through, you're going to watch your confidence expand and skyrocket. Okay? So I would love to know if you are sitting in this season right now. Drop a DM over on Instagram. If you are sitting with a decision, I would love to know what it is, how you're working through it. And if you are one of those women and one of those people who are like, I think I really do need to be a part of an experience like this, just book a call. That's all you have to do. Go over to Instagram, DM me at Mallory Campbell and just open the conversation. Even if it makes you want to throw up a little bit and you're like, oh my gosh, this is really scary. Like I just honor yourself and show up for yourself in that way and just book the call. That's it. That's all you got to do. And I'll give you all of the details, all of the tea, all of the things you need to know, and you will leave feeling just like, yes, I did this for myself. So if you do want to schedule a call, go over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell, or I will probably have the call link linked in the show notes. Just click on that and we'll go from there, because it is truly, if you are ready to unlock everything that we've talked about, we're going to do all of that and more. So I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'll see you on next week's episode. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.